It's not how high you jump, but how straight you walk when your feet hit the ground. I'm not sure who said that, but I think they were onto something. James would certainly agree, and you'll find out why in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. There's a quote that's been attributed to several different people, most often to the baseball manager Yogi Berra, but whoever said it, countless other people have quoted them. It ain't over till it's over. The game is not finished until the final inning has been played. No matter how far behind a team might be, the victory has not been won or lost until the game is over. James didn't know anything about baseball, but he gives the same message to believers in a passage found in the middle of chapter 5. He begins in verse 9 with a warning against judging others and concludes in verse 12 with a caution to be true to your word. In between those two warnings, James declares the importance of patience and endurance. In verse 11 and 12, James writes, "Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." James describes the blessing of remaining steadfast. He isn't describing salvation. We're saved through our faith in Jesus. James is describing how to live a successful Christian life. You just keep going. Keep moving forward. Decide to live for Christ on the good days and on the bad days, when it's convenient and when it's not. James then provides one of the greatest examples of that kind of faith, Job, a man who trusted God even when he lost everything else in his life. Job never received an answer for why the things happened to him the way that they did. The fact is, we know more about Job's situation from the scripture than Job did. What Job did discover is the absolute faithfulness of God. God has a purpose for our lives, and He will be compassionate and merciful as we trust in Him. I wish I knew the name of the pastor who said this, but I don't. It's a great statement of faith. He said, "It's not how high you jump, but how straight you walk when your feet hit the ground." There's great truth in that. It's easy to live for Christ on those days when things are going great, when we've just been to an exciting worship service, or when we've experienced God's faithfulness in some special way in our life. It's easy to live for Christ on those days. It's tougher on those days when things aren't going so well, when our prayers seem to be bouncing off the ceiling, when we don't understand why things are happening the way that they are. We need to remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our circumstances may change, but His faithfulness never will. We can live every day in that understanding. Whatever you're going through today, whether it's a great day or whether things are falling apart, you can live knowing that God will be faithful. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.